minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. And I thought we were going to be previewing the UNC Northern Arizona game coming up this Saturday with Bodie Hume, but instead we're talking about postponements, reschedules, and all that. Bodie Hume, everybody in studio, thanks in part to First Advantage and Cables hooking us up, man. Bodie, my friend, how are you?
Oh, wow.
Susan and Cheryl just love that, man. Yeah. I know you're a big Friends guy, so you're into the live studio audience. That's what we have
there
here. It's
go.
Pretty special.
Perfect.
How are you, man?
Doing good. A little upset about the postponement, but you know, now we got some extra practice and some extra time to really get back to what we know how to do, and that's try to win games.
Well, so you were supposed to have the Portland State game on Monday, right? And then Northern Arizona Saturday. So, and I know we'll get into the Sac State game, too. That loss, your first Big Sky loss of the season. But that was tough because, you know, on the other hand, if the schedule would have just fell through, you would have played right off the bat and get back at it. And I know after a tough loss, sometimes that's the best cure, but... And maybe in some cases, sitting back, analyzing everything, this could be a plus for you guys.
No, absolutely. I think either way it would have been fine. And I think playing Monday or not playing Monday would have been good for us. Now since we have about 9 days off, we get to just dial down on some things that we really struggled with against Sac State and really just kind of like honestly just get better with what we did so badly.
Yeah, and let's talk about that. I want to get into, you know, scheduling and the big picture as far as COVID and the NCAA and everything with you too, Bodie. But let's go back to Sac State. I mean, obviously, emotions were high from the week before. You guys go in and beat Southern Utah. That was an amazing performance. I think Tanner of NoCo Now asked Coach Smiley if that was one of the biggest wins in UNC history. And I don't know about that, but maybe for Coach Smiley, I mean, that was a pretty darn big win there.
For sure.
Especially breaking a streak like that is pretty phenomenal. So you're riding high off of that one. So talk to us. Take us through it. A rough game against Sac State. You guys never really seemed to get a hold in that one from the tip to finish.
Yeah, I think, like you said, we had a big win against Southern Utah. And I think that got to us a little bit. I think all of us just didn't come out ready to play completely, and it showed. I think Sac State did a really good job of taking away our three-point shot after what we did with Southern Utah. And ultimately, we did some things against Southern Utah that Sac State did to us, and I guess the best way to put it is we got punked in a way. That's not something you can have happen.
Well, and Bodie, we say this all the time in sports. Good teams like you guys, sometimes we say, hey, maybe a Big Sky loss at this stage in early January, maybe it's not the worst thing. I was listening to Coach Smiley on another interview talk about, hey, we need to be able to we're riding high right now. We're winning big games. Maybe we're going to need to get a punch to the teeth a couple of times. And that was kind of the case. So do you look at it from that side and say, man, this is good for us. We're going to take this loss. It doesn't mean the season's over. We got a lot of season in front of us. You're still in the top of the standings in the Big Sky.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the most important part is for us, like we want to be winning a lot of games going into the tournament so that we can just carry that energy up. And honestly, you don't want to have losses at the end of your season where then it decides where you're ranked. Like, who cares where we're ranked now? We're just focusing on winning games. So like for us, we're okay with a loss here, and especially getting punched in the throat, I guess you could say, just really demolished on Saturday. But for us, looking forward to finally playing again and having this break is just going to make us want to play more and more and more, just to prove that we're here and we're not messing around.
How difficult, you know, and maybe we can go into detail, but difficult is it to make those adjustments? Because, you know, when teams are studying your film, head coaches stand up, look at their players and say, if we can take the three ball away, we have a shot to beat UNC. So they have a lot of shooters, so that's tough to do. But if they can formulate that kind of game plan, maybe they can take you out of what you want to do. Then you guys, on the other hand, say, okay, word's out, man. I mean, we're a shooting team. Everybody knows that we almost beat the CSU Rams by doing what we do best. Yep. So how do you then readjust to that? What's that look like in practice?
Lots of things. I think we work on a lot of team passing now. In that Sac State game, we got very selfish. The ball got really sticky, me included. And for us to just have a practice yesterday, we passed the ball really well. Extra passes, open shots. It's really fun to watch our practice yesterday and just know that we can still shoot the three. It's just a matter of getting one more pass to get the guy open to shoot the three and stuff like that. And then obviously we have Cor Jakuch, who's huge for us in the paint, and we can go down to him on the block anytime he wants, and he scores pretty much every time. I mean, he's like 80% from the field this year, so that's unmatched.
Those low percentage or high percentage shots, right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's going to work. And he's a double-double machine, too.
Yep.
I mean, he is, as we've talked about, he's running those boards. I think you told us, you know, what you had told him last year is, hey, man, you're at that level now. We're expecting great things. And I think it's safe to say he's delivered so far this
absolutely.
Season.
Absolutely.
So it's one of those games, 85-71, as you said, Sac State finds a way to neutralize you guys, take you guys out of what you want to do. But also, we're seeing this. I mean, that same day, Saturday, we see Colorado State lose by 30 to one of their rivals. You see this in college sports, too. I know Angel's back there still crying about the Alabama game. I'm sorry, but your basketball team's really good. And then they've had a couple of fall-offs, too. So isn't this kind of normal for college basketball?
Absolutely.
You're going to get those games.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a matter of, like, no team's going to go undefeated. Everyone's going to have an off night or someone's just going to play better than you, and that's just how basketball works. For us, Sac State just played better than us. I wouldn't say we necessarily had an off night, but they just played with a lot more grit and a lot more guts last Saturday, and that's what we need to bring to the table because we're supposed to be a tough opponent.
Well, and you guys are, and I think the follow-up games are always interesting to me. Like tonight, for example, you see CSU's playing Utah State in Fort Collins. I'm very eager to see how they follow up after losing to San Diego State. I look at you guys, and obviously I was looking forward to that Northern Arizona game, but then we're going to fast forward to the 20th, and you guys will go on the road to Idaho. That's that next game, and, you know, to me, it's not about necessarily a loss. It's how you follow up that loss.
Absolutely, and I think we got a good card pulled for this Idaho game. They're a good team this year, and they've been in a lot of close games this year for us. So looking forward to going down there and playing them and hopefully coming back with a W.
So looking at the Northern Arizona game, Bodie, and I want to talk to you a little bit about the state of college basketball. But we know the Northern Arizona game has been rescheduled for February 7th is what we're looking at. So down the road, I'm hearing from a lot of our insiders and people we talk to that, hey, get through January, get through that first part of February. And then at that point, maybe, knocking on wood here, we get into some smooth sailing, that we get through this process where we're not postponing as much, because bottom line is everybody's getting it, and then they won't have to get it again in the next 3 months.
Yep. No, I think that's kind of the mindset that it seems, and I think everyone has different rules for each school and placement of quarantine and return to play and stuff like that. I know ours are pretty strict, so that's good for us. The positive thing for us is you, if you get a booster shot, you get to work your way around quarantine and stuff like that. You don't have to test as much, so it's been nice for us. And honestly, yeah, I completely agree. If you can get it in January, if we have an outbreak, I'm hoping it's in January, early February, like you said, not necessarily late February, March, because that's just when it's just going to fall apart.
Yeah, when you get close to conference tournament time, you really want to be able. You're obviously feeling good, but you're not in any situation where you have to sit out or anything, where a team has to postpone and move around things, because then suddenly things get pretty tricky.
Yep, exactly, and you run out of dates to move around things, so you just have to end up taking losses, and
yeah,
it's just not a lot of fun.
Yeah, so we'll keep our eyes on that. Obviously, it's not fun for anybody, but you guys, I hate to say it, but you're now accustomed to it, right? You're used to seeing. I saw the story from UNC. The press release was that yesterday, and I was like, it doesn't shock me anymore. It's not like it's breaking news, but it's not the biggest news in the world anymore.
Yep,
we're kind
absolutely.
Of used to it.
Yep, for sure.
Bodie, I've always wanted to pick your brain about this. The Big Sky Conference. I was talking to Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Bears, yesterday. Or was that Monday? I'm losing track of the days. And we were talking about the conference and how, you know, it's a great season. And just like you said, it doesn't matter where your standings are necessarily. It's about seeding and everything. But is it frustrating for you to know you guys could, theoretically, you could go undefeated, right? You could win every single game and then get to the tournament. And then it's an off night. Perhaps you lose. We've seen that with Bears teams that are so good, and I'm buying in. I'm like, this is the best team in the conference. An off night, perhaps like against Sac State, it could end your season. Is that frustrating to know that, hey, you guys could have the best season in the world, but man, it could end just like that if you don't bring it your best in the tournament?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think the tournament's like a gauntlet, man. It's three straight days, three straight games, and that's if you get a bye. So for us, we just look forward to like playing those games. And seeding is a big part of it. If you get that 1-5, you get that bye, you only have to play 3 games instead of 4. It's huge for us, and that's what we're kind of going for. But, yeah, I mean, if you go back and look at my freshman year, we were playing really well all year. We were running through the conference. We lost our last regular season game to be conference champions. Lost that, so we got second. And we went in as the 2 seed and just Southern Utah. We actually played Southern Utah first round. They played Portland State the night before and just shot the lights out of the ball. And came and played us the next day, and that same thing happened, and we just didn't have an answer for it. So, I mean, it's crazy how much of a difference the energy, the good energy takes or brings to the table when you're going into the tournament.
I mean, tournaments like that, conferences like the Big Sky, they're like mini March Madness tournaments. There's a lot of venom and excitement, and that one game means everything, but do you feel that that takes away from the regular season a little bit? Like, you have accomplishments and all that, and maybe even win the regular season title. But if Southern Utah or Sac State or somebody just goes nuts from the three-point line, it ends everything. Does it take anything away from what you've accomplished in the regular season?
Yes and no. I think everyone's goal, especially our goal this year, is to win a regular season championship, because just finishing first in the league is a huge thing.
That's a huge thing.
But not only that, but you also want to piece it together with a Big Sky championship.
Right.
You want to win that tournament championship as well. So, like, honestly, it's not as fun when it's one and not the other. You want to win both, so you kind of go for both.
And that is the venom side of it. If you're winning a regular season title, I mean, yeah, that's amazing. And even though you want both, that's still something to hang your hat on. If you somehow don't get past that tournament, you still at least can say, hey, we were regular season champs. But I've always we always talk about college sports, and I love the idea of college football playoffs. Like, eventually there's a representative from every conference. And I know we'd have some lopsided scores for a while, but I think it would spread out. I always look at the Big Sky. I'm like, man, why not reward the regular season champ? And why not find every conference regular season champ getting some kind of punch ticket? I've always wondered that.
No, for sure. It would be a lot of fun for the Big Sky to get a big bid every once in a while. But, you know, it happens, and we know that's a part of it. So we just got to focus on winning games.
I mean, if you win them all from this point on, Bodhi, then we don't have to have this discussion.
Exactly.
Man, I know it was one of those rough games. And I know you take that personally against the Sac State game, and you look at that, and you guys are looking at that, because I know your goals are huge. I know that that's the ultimate goal, is to shock everybody in the Big Sky, win the regular season title, go through, win that tournament. I know those are the goals for you guys.
Yep, no, for sure. And I think for me personally, going back and looking at that Saturday game, there are so many things that I could have done differently to help us win. And you look back, and that's what I love about this team, is you can ask all the guys that played what they could have done better, and they'll give you a good set list of things that they could have done better. So that's what I love about this team, is it's not, we're not playing the blame game with these guys. We know that we lost as a team, and individually we did things that we should have done better. And that's what I love about these guys, is they just really take it to heart when we take an L and really focus on the next win.
It's a heck of a group, and like I said, I'm looking at that score, I'm looking at the situation, and I don't see something like that happening on a regular basis. And I'm just excited to see you guys get at it against Idaho. Now, are you kind of looking for another game in the in-between right now, or is it probably just going to end up waiting it out until you get to play Idaho?
I don't know. I don't know what the coaches are up to. They're probably looking for another game just to fill. Maybe since they got postponed, we're just going to hold it out. I bet we got practice on Saturday now instead of a game, maybe a little inter-squad scrimmage or something, but definitely going to have something take place of that, and maybe it's just a practice, but it's going to be something.
Yeah, well, we'll keep our eyes out for sure, and either way, man, we're excited for the season to continue. You guys are sitting at 500 right now, or 10-5 overall, excuse me, 3-1, or 3-1 in the conference, 8-8 at this point in time behind Southern Utah, Weber State. So, hey, you know you could beat Southern Utah, so you look at the standings, and it's anybody's conference, at least in those top five spots.
Absolutely.
So it should be a lot of fun, man. All right, Bodhi, good luck to you guys. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll be looking for updates to see if any kind of game comes up in the next 5 days or so.
Got you. Perfect. Thank you very much.
All right, my man. First Advantage, Cables, these guys are great sponsors. They work with us, and Cables, man, I know we're going to get over there sometime, right?
Yes.
We're gonna do like a spaghetti marathon or something like that.
There you go.
That.
Yep, absolutely. All you can eat spaghetti for sure.
Is that the go? What's your go-to? to again?
I like the mac and cheese with the chicken in it a little more, but the spaghetti's really good too.
Yeah, I've never had a bad meal there.
Yep,
so,
yep.
All right, my friend. Well, we'll talk to you next week, and we'll see. We'll either be talking about maybe there was a rescheduled game for the weekend, or we'll just set our sights on Idaho. We'll see how
absolutely.
It goes.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
All right, 19 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.